We turn to Genesis chapter 17. We've been here a while ago in our series through Genesis. We return to it to return to our series on the name of God. We're returning to the name El Shaddai. We did study this not long ago, Almighty God, and we're going to look at where it first appears. We looked at it in Psalm 91, where it occurred also with El Elyon, Most High God. Almighty God and Most High God were there together. That's where we began this series. But we want to go back to where the name first appears, Almighty God, El Shaddai. And so that's Genesis 17, verse 1. I'd like to read with you through verse 8 to have a little bit of context, but we're going to focus on verse 1 this evening. Hear now the word of God. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. He goes on to give the Old Testament version of the New Testament sacrament of admission into the church, circumcision, as a sign of a mark of the covenant child. We look at verse 1 again. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Again, the name Almighty God, El Shaddai, is what we're looking at this evening. El Shaddai, God Almighty, or Almighty God, as you see it usually in your version, your translation of the scriptures of the Hebrew. And I'm revisiting this with you tonight, similar to this morning with the name El, as I have been reading through Herbert Lockyer's book on the names of God, which is very thorough and covers a lot more than the other resources I've had. Something that he shared didn't come up in my study. I'm not that smart. I don't always recognize some of these roots, and it didn't come up in any of the other resources. And I think it's just something I'd like to share and pass on with you. We've touched on it already. The root word for Shaddai, you know, God Almighty, El Shaddai. We can think of that lovely song we listened to a little after we heard this name the first time, El Shaddai by Michael Card, a really sweet song, and I think nurturing kind of a style, and that would be good to keep in mind for tonight, because Lockyer points out that the root word shad for Shaddai is sometimes the word for breast. When you see the word breast translated in the scriptures, it's the Hebrew word shad, and that's where we often get Shaddai. That's where we get Shaddai. It's often translated breast, the root word shad. He says this, knowing that Shaddai comes from shad, which means breast, when we think of Almighty God, he says, it presents God, El Shaddai, the name El Shaddai, presents God as the one who nourishes, supplies, and satisfies. Of course, his children. So thinking of El Shaddai, understanding the root of Shaddai being breast, it gives a special sense of knowing your Almighty God by that name. Knowing that he has all power to produce, certainly, but more than that, to personally provide. To provide as a parent to the child. So think about nursing. I've been thinking a lot about it. When I read this, I thought, perfect timing. Maybe that's partly why I wanted to go there. A baby can only cry. A baby can only suck. The mother suckles the baby, that is, nurses the baby. In fact, it's sometimes funny, I'll accidentally say, I was just nursing the baby. And the girls will say, you weren't nursing the baby, Dad. Well, I was feeding the baby. Okay, I had a bottle. Sorry. Yeah, all right. Only a woman can nurse. But think about the fact that only the mother suckles the baby. The baby is completely dependent on the mother. Think how she holds him in her arms. She directs her head and often the mouth. You can sometimes, you know, the little babies, kind of like you see those birds when mommy bird's coming to the nest with a little bit of food. He's kind of, you know, it's just like you got to kind of settle the head and get him to calm down so that he can eat. And she supplies the milk from her breast. He would die without that supply. And she is very desirous to do so. That's the other beautiful thing about a nursing mother. That's almost all they think about. That's all they're concerned about. Which is why it's been kind of fun to report that our baby's growing at 20%, which is 10% more than normal. And that looks like a badge of honor. Anytime I mention it, his mother kind of looks like, yes, you know. That's just, you know, he was born within the range of average, but he was on the low range, and she's convinced he was small. So there's just, I'm gonna feed that kid. You know, we're gonna get that baby strong and healthy. And that's what mother does. She's desirous to do so. She wants to give herself completely and give everything the baby needs. She's very affectionate in doing so. It's another beautiful thing to see how much a mother just enjoys nursing the baby. Sometimes it can be difficult, but generally there's a lot of natural things that God has designed to bless her. So think about these ideas when it's told that God is El Shaddai. Shad being the idea of breast. He's supplying our need like a mother nursing a child. Mother does everything she can to make her baby drink and grow comfortably. She does everything. You can think about Psalm 23 as we think about God being El Shaddai. Psalm 23, verse 2, He causes His sheep to lie down in green pastures. Remember, sheep are so easily spooked that unless they are calmed down, they're not going to eat. He causes us to lie down by the still waters, to drink of the still waters. The sheep are never going to drink unless the waters are calm, and they are calm. And that is what God does as the good shepherd. And this is what He also does as the Almighty God. He helps us, like a mother, a child, to get them to stop being restless, to calm them down, to prepare them to nurse. Sometimes that's a lot of what it is, just having the power to calm the child down so that he can begin to nurse. And when baby stirs during the nursing, sometimes mother says, it's okay. It's okay. Shh. And so does dad when he has the bottle with him, which mother has usually prepared one way or the other. See, God is Father. He reveals Himself as Father. He's not a woman. He's not a mother. He should never be represented that way. So it might be helpful to consider the image of a father using a bottle as we think about this idea as he's nursing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, Paul says, we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. So he says the way we're taking care of you is like a woman nursing her children. Fernanda does say, I have a superpower. She's kind of getting comfortable that maybe he doesn't always need to be nursed. Sometimes he just needs to be calmed to sleep. And, you know, I have a few tricks, and I can get him to sleep. And, I've kind of like that I got him to sleep, honey. You know? not always, but a lot of times. I know a few tricks. But the thing is they're always caressing tricks. I was going to joke Benadryl, but no, that's not that. No, not really. or I was going to joke, you know, put him in a room far away and shut the door. No, let him cry. That's not what I do. He's a little kid, and we believe you pick the baby up when they cry and you take care of the needs. So sometimes He needs the caressing of the Father, the caring and being careful. I'm very careful. I'll put him in his little blanket and I'll bring him here and get his head right where the elbow is. And, you know, I just have these different things. A lot of times I'll put him on my legs. I'll bend up my knees on the bed and just do that little bouncing. And that tends to work the best. But if I really need to get him to sleep, I take him out to the family room where I have this bouncy chair from IKEA we've had for years. And I rock him there and can put him to sleep pretty quickly. And now also, modern technology, we got this great little rocker thing that makes music and vibration and noises, and that's helping too. Yeah, that helps a lot. But the point is, the Father does this too, so you can think about this, because this, it's a little bit of a challenge for us. He is our Father, and yet Shad has the idea of breasts. He nurses, he feeds, he takes care, and he comforts the child. And he does have a special power to do that. Far more than any earthly father, he has a special power to calm us down and care for us and feed and give us drink and help us to get what we need. You see, El Shaddai cherishes you. He's so powerful, but it's the power in his ability to care for you. You know, I could hurt our infant son, right? Accidentally. Or sadly, as we've heard some sad stories from some friends, it's kind of scary how sometimes certain fathers and mothers are so horrible to their infants. I don't want to repeat some things I've learned from friends recently of adopted children. I have that power. I could certainly hurt him, but I don't use it. I use it to help him. So it's a controlled power, you know? And that is what God is. He is El Shaddai, who cherishes you. He is incredibly able to feed you. He is incredibly able to comfort you. He makes sure that you prosper. He never neglects you. The same idea expressed in Isaiah 49, verse 15. Can a woman forget her suckling child? That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. So God speaks of himself as the perfect mother who will never forget to meet your needs, like some women forget and neglect their suckling children. He says, I won't do that. I will never do that. I have perfect memory. I have perfect compassion. I am completely, powerfully able to care for you the way you need. Well, we need to remember that, because we can tend to turn elsewhere and we can tend to suck elsewhere. God is totally capable of caring for you. Lockyer says, you could translate Almighty God as all-sufficient God, or the all-bountiful one. Think of that idea again of the supplying from the breast, the all-bountiful one. He says, for he is exhaustless bounty. He is exhaustless bounty. A baby is constantly demanding to eat. And if you are nursing, it's even more regular. It's just more and more. You got to just feed them all the time. It seems like that's all you do. Well, we're the same. We're constantly in need of God. Just as the image of the sheep, we are constantly in need of Christ, the Good Shepherd, to survive. We are constantly demanding, constantly needing God. And that's not a criticism. That's the reality of our situation. We are constantly in need of suckling of God. And here's the beautiful thing. He never turns his babies away. His milk supply never runs dry. He never gets tired. He never gets overwhelmed. We were watching something the other night that made us laugh. This lady just had a baby and, you know, it's like this, which, like, that looks like us right now. And the baby starts crying in the other room, and it's funny, she gets out of bed and she kind of like slips on the floor just to get out the her bedroom door. So tired, can't figure out where anything is. I couldn't find my phone this morning. I just had to turn the alarm off. I can't find it. It took me like 10 minutes to find my phone. And there's a scene where she's, cleaning a bottle, and then she has her coffee and pours the coffee into the bottle, puts the top on, and puts a little of the coffee on the wrist to make sure it's not too hot. And like, oh, what am I doing? And we can all laugh and relate. We do stuff like that, because we're so tired. God is never tired. God never sleeps, right? Psalm 121, God watches over us as we sleep. He never sleeps. He never gets tired. And here's the beautiful thing. Oh, do you and I need to know this? You do not need to be cute. What do I mean? Fernanda has said several times, and we've said, yep, I remember, I know what you mean. I understand why God made babies cute. Because I'm really tired, And there's just times where you're like, really? Again, really? And you kind of feel like, what am I doing? And I don't know, you might eat them or something like wolves. If they weren't so cute, God made them so cute to protect them from even their own mother and father, right? I remember with Rachel, I would feel ashamed of some things I would think at 2 o'clock in the morning when I got to go to work, And I remember talking to my boss saying, am I a horrible father? He says, Grant, I remember one time I was rocking my baby late at night and I was looking out the window and I thought to myself, I bet you that I could, if I threw the baby out the window, I could reach the other side of the street and hit that car or something like that. And, I won't name my boss, but, you have these horrible thoughts because we're just human. We do not have all power. And anyone who's been a parent can say, hey, man, I've had those thoughts. Can make a funny coffee table book probably, right? I've had those thoughts. Some of you are looking to me like you don't relate. You just don't remember. You're blocking it out, okay? They're so cute. Even God made them that cute, but he doesn't need you and me to be cute to care for us, you see. He's never going to think about throwing us somewhere. He's going to constantly be there. It's okay. It's okay. Where you and I would be like, that's it. You take him. I got to go, It's okay. He doesn't need someone to relieve him. He's El Shaddai. And he wants to. He doesn't lose interest. He doesn't lose compassion as we can in our sinfulness and in our exhaustion. We all kind of joke, boy, when we get really tired, we're like different people. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never loses his temper with us. He never loses interest. He never feels the need for a babysitter. He will take care of you always through the night. If you'll come to him, he won't turn you away. His almighty power makes him amply able to supply his abundance. He has this abundant power, but he has this ability to supply it to you. Because God's people need spiritual nourishment, he suckles them as his little children. That's the idea, verse 1 here. First time we see El Shaddai, Genesis 17. Thinking of a suckling infant, consider the context of Genesis 17. It's the first time this name is revealed again. Abraham had just tried to supply for himself the promised covenant child, and he got Ishmael. He couldn't supply. Here, God reveals himself as El Shaddai, alone able to supply the covenant child Isaac through Abraham, though he's now 99 years old. His wife is 90. He'll be 100. She'll be 91 when the baby comes. This is El Shaddai. He will provide a baby when there's no way they should be able to have a baby. And even though they both try to become God themselves and supply themselves, he forgives and he's still going to provide. So in Genesis 35, verse 11, God commands Jacob to be fruitful and multiply. That means have a lot of children. Covenant children, because he is El Shaddai. The name there again. Be fruitful and multiply because I'm El Shaddai. Maybe that's something to encourage us as we're young parents thinking of having more children. I'm El Shaddai. Be fruitful and multiply. I can amply provide for your needs. and for your children. Genesis 48, verses 3 and following, Jacob goes on to tell Joseph that God promised that nations would come out of him through sons because he is El Shaddai. I mean, that's the Abrahamic promise, right? That goes on to Isaac and to Jacob, that through you the nations will be blessed, your children will be blessed, and they'll bless all nations because he's El Shaddai. If you'll allow me to pause with a little bit of a digression, recently mom and the kids were in a local store having a walk, and a fella came up to them, and I don't think he remembered. He's our next door neighbor, and we've had to call the police on him a few times. He's a strange character, and I don't think he remembered who we were. I wasn't there, but I heard about it, and he started laughing at my family and mocking them. He started saying, "Oh, you got a baby. Well, how many do you have? Five? Five?" You know, like we're some kind of, this is how children are looked at. But that's not how God looks at them. God says, be fruitful, multiply, have a bunch of them, and I'll take care of you. Praise God. Let me fill your and their mouths. I'm El Shaddai. There's no reason to be embarrassed or worried by what the world thinks. If I give you the blessing of Psalm 127, I'll provide for all your needs, all of their needs. It may not be according to what the world thinks they need, and that's probably the best thing that could happen to them. But I do digress. The point is, think about this. Genesis 17, it's about the promise to Abraham. He's going to have the sign of circumcision come in this chapter to mark the men later in the New Testament. This will be baptism to mark women as well and girls. But it's the sign that God is faithful. And think about where the sign is. He is faithful. He will bless the progeny of the patriarch. He will bless the children. He will provide children. He is going to populate the world with the children of the church, his covenant children. And think about that. Abraham's name becomes Abraham. He's Abram. But in the text we read tonight, his name becomes what? Abraham. Why? Because it means father of many nations. The whole thing is about children. And so it's interesting. That's the first time we get El Shaddai and the word being based off the root breast. God will provide covenant children as sand of the sea, as stars in the heavens, because he's most able to suckle and succor them, because he cares about his children. And not only can he do this, he wants to do it. Children of God, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 19. 2 Corinthians 6, 18. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Almighty God, El Shaddai. I will father you. I will nurture you. I will care for you. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Excuse me. If you are concerned about whether God cares and whether God can care about your situation, hear 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Quoted it this morning with the name El, God is our strength. My strength is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. The other part of the verse, my grace is sufficient for you. Just read an article on Place for Truth by Pastor Jeff Stuyvesant. You should go home and read it tonight, placefortruth.org. It's talking about how it's sad that Christians will just seem to look at their situations in life and their identity, and God and his grace just really isn't seen to be sufficient for our problems in life, for our issues in life. And he says, it is. But we've got to suck. We've got to trust that he's sufficient. His grace is sufficient. Beloved, his grace is sufficient. Thus respond to Psalm 34, verse 8. Respond to these words, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Respond to these words, Psalm 81, verse 10, that you sang this evening. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. You see, sometimes the problem could be the child is just not latching for some reason. The child is not learning how to nurse. But it isn't that the milk supply isn't there. There's no problems for God with being able to provide the milk. You and I have to open our mouths wide. We have to come to Shad, the Shad of El Shaddai, and we have to nurse, we have to suck, we have to be filled. Consider Psalm 8 that you sang tonight, verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. Again, quoted by Christ in Psalm 21 about the children praising his name. Remember that you are really sucklings, or at least you should always be approaching God as sucklings. Certainly in the New Testament, we're told we shouldn't be just having meat, but we should be eating adult food as well. But you get there by drinking milk. Remember that children, he points to the children and says, such are the kingdom of heaven. So approach Christ as a child, and enjoy his banquet. You can keep coming to him. You can keep nursing all through the night, anytime during the day, and it will make a big difference. He never runs out. He's always able, any moment. Begin with God every moment. Anytime you're facing that need to help you settle down, go to God, El Shaddai. He can calm you. He can nurse you in a way no one else can. Only he has the milk of heaven. Be encouraged to do it, thinking about this. The fussy child, the fussy infant, is very soon soothed by mother's milk. Not just that, the contact with her. And often what happens, very quickly, he falls asleep. It's amazing how quick he goes from this loud person to this quiet little thing. So quickly. And even while sleeping, he just naturally continues to suck. While mother holds him, rocks him, sings to him, and suckles him. And he grows even while he's sleeping. He's getting nurtured even while that's a good way for you and I to go to sleep, isn't it? Going to God, have him suckle us. Watch how quick you might fall asleep. Nothing wrong with falling asleep with God's word at night and in prayer. Child of God, little children, it's okay. It's okay. Shh. God will suckle you. That's the message for you this evening. El Shaddai, the Almighty God, will suckle you. Let us pray. El Shaddai, you alone are almighty, able to amply supply all our needs as a caring father and a nursing mother. So we ask that you would bring us to you with our needs tonight, and as we continue to partake of the means of grace, including of the Lord's Supper, would you please nurture us, strengthen and nourish us in the faith, calm us down, comfort us, help us not to be too proud to approach you as children, bless us, all-sufficient God, bountiful God. Let us taste and see anew that you are good. Let us indeed open our mouths wide and have you fill them with yourself. Let us be calmed to sleep. Let us be quieted down. And let us grow in grace. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and all your people said, Amen.